Okay, so how soon after the album was completed did you go back to Fort Wayne?
Wasn't it?
Yeah,
Yeah,
we were just there for like a week or four days or something like that. Played a couple of gigs, and then we went back home. And then
So you go back to Fort Wayne, and what happens in Fort Wayne? Do you continue to play as the Olivers?
we do. And Chuck got very sick, our drummer.
Chuck Hamrick.
Yeah.
So what did you do about that situation?
I played drums for a month, didn't I?
God, I don't remember.
I remember we played a gig in Decatur, Indiana, and it was the second gig that we played, and they had to tape the sticks into my hands because they were just, the first I played the first gig on drums ever in my life, and my hands were just like hamburger, they were raw and big chunks falling off of them. And I played drums for a month and almost died. Because I wasn't really a drummer.
And during that time,
Came to like to a bit.
we decided to go and check out Kent from the Argos.
Can't who?
Kent Kreeders from the Argos.
The Argos.
Yeah,
Where was that band
they were
from?
from Bryan, Ohio.
Yeah.
Had you heard about them?
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We knew those guys fairly well, especially Kent, because he had a style similar to Keith Moon on the
Yeah,
drums.
he
Kind of a
did.
wild drummer.
And very tasteful.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you went and
Maybe
checked
not.
out Kent.
Yeah. And didn't we almost immediately ask him to join?
I think so. Yeah, I couldn't take any more.
So Kent accepted your offer?
Yeah. Much to the rest of the Argo's chagrin.
Yeah, that's
Yeah.
all right.
Okay, so now Kent is your new drummer, and you're still playing as the Olivers. What happens next?
Well, we decided to move
Yeah.
to Minnesota
Yeah.
because there was more happening there. There was more happening up here than there was down there. And we had just recorded. We were kind of hoping maybe we'd the closer we were to the recording thing, the better it would turn out.
Yeah.
You know,
We could kind of
we could
pick
tweak
up,
it.
yeah.
Yeah, right.
Pick up from the recording, get some gigs from recording.
Did you want to come here as the Olivers or as a whole new band?
We came up as the Olivers, didn't we? We
But you
changed
didn't
our
change
name
it
after, yeah, we changed it
once you were
after we
here.
got here,
So
I think.
who all came back here to Minnesota as the Olivers?
It was the
Just the
trio.
three of us,
Yeah,
yeah.
it was the
Just
three
the
of us.
three of you. Just the three of you.
And we felt that the Olivers didn't really fit the band as well as something more of about a three piece would.
So when
And
you
Rick had left the band.
Yeah, at that
The
point.
keyboard player, Rick,
Had left.
had left the band, yeah.
Okay. So I have you coming back in May of 69. Does that sound right?
May 1st, yeah.
May 1st, 69. And how long do you stay as the Olivers?
We were working with Tim Turner
Yeah.
at the Hungry Eye Agency, and he was booking us, and we were working a lot, as I remember. We were playing a lot of different clubs. We played downtown at Danny's Club.
That was Triad.
Was that Triad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Triad.
That's later. Well, that's you're talking about Times Square.
Yes.
Yeah, that's yeah, that
Was
yeah, you could
71.
have played there, yeah.
Yeah, that was a while before the final days of Triad.
So are you still wearing the Oliver uniforms?
No, we when we be well, even before
Yeah, when
we
Rick.
had already made the change out of those uniforms into like the more psychedelic
Yeah.
clothing.
Bunch of damn hippies.
So how long did you use the name the Olivers before you be became Triad.
It wasn't that long, was it?
No, it seems like we changed pretty quick.
Pretty quick, yeah. Because once we were here in three-piece, didn't fit anymore.
Everything flopped again. Everything changed again. So we said, okay, let's change our name.
Who came up with the name Triad?
I think it was me.
Okay.
It was about the song, you know, Why Can't We Go On As Three?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that Triad is a musical term.
Musical term, yeah. That helped.
Nothing to do with the drug gangs, though. No.
Now, I understand you moved in with some local band members.
Yeah, in southeast Minneapolis, kind of close to the U and close to the Labor Temple. And I thought it was the Nickel Revolution, but it might have been the Sia Quintet.
Yeah, it was Ken Irwin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember Ken, but I could have swore. And I remember, what was his name? Honey Bear was there all the time, it seemed.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I just Many talked moons. To Ken. I told you, mm-hmm. I just talked to Ken. He called me. And I hadn't spoken to him in 40 years or so, you know, and
close,
he has an acetate of another song. Is it a song you wrote or a song I wrote?
We it was Hear the Wind Blowing, remember?
Yeah,
we
I remember the title,
collaborated on that.
I can't remember the song.
Well, of course, you know that CA Quintet recorded Trip Through Hell at Dove Recording Studio in 1968. Yeah. So there is a connection between CA Quintet and the Olivers.
Yeah. Yeah, we were friends. Good friends. Kenny was really nice guy. You know, he said, if you guys want to move up here, come on up and you can live in my living room till you find a place to live.
Yeah,
so
nice
that's
guy.
What we did.
Literally on the floor.
On the floor in his living room.
So where did Hungry Eye Agency have Triad playing?
Oh, gee.
Oh, boy.
We opened for Santana.
Yeah.
At the New City Opera House. We played that big festival deal at Flying Cloud at Airport. Remember
that? Love-ins. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was the observation area overlooking the river bluff.
We played clubs in Fridley.
Yeah.
Again, we used to play a club in Fridley somewhere.
Yeah, that
Would
was,
that be Casino Royale?
Casino Royale, right.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I'd have never remembered that.
Yeah, I finally did when I looked it up.
Did you? Okay, what were some of the cover songs the band did by Triad?
We did James Brown, I Feel Good. Version of Try a Little Tenderness, kind of probably closest to Three Dog Night, but really our own version of it. Beatles songs, She's a Woman was one, and then Happenings 10 Years Time Ago, that was our big finish song.
Yeah, that was our wild medley. Yeah.
Now I understand that was a 20-minute version with some other songs included in it. What other songs did you wrap into that song?
We did some of Satisfaction, Sneak a la Gris-Gris, My Eyes Have Seen You by The Doors, and Fly Jefferson Airplane by Donovan.
So you snuck a Dr. John song
in
there.
Yeah, wasn't there one time?
Didn't I had that little wood?
Yeah.
Wooden flute.
Yeah,
really?
It might change a little bit each night, but...
We used to throw some crazy stuff in there.
It was a fun song.
All right. So in Winnipeg, Canada, you wound up at Franklin Records.
Right.
And what songs did you record there?
That was The Only Way to Fly and Borderline.
And who wrote those
both
songs?
Both written by Billy.
Billy wrote those? And are you singing lead on those, Billy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I had to think about
it. Yeah.
Yes,
and
I did.
Did those get pressed up on Franklin Records?
They did.
And what happened with those records?
And it got released in Canada almost immediately.
Frank Weiner, right.
Did you get any airplay?
I think we did.
Yeah.
In Canada?
We were only there a short time, so we don't know.
We were there about
much.
A week.
Yeah.
And I'd kicked a needle in the carpet. and it broke off in my foot. It was in between my right big toe and the second toe, and did the whole week up there with a chunk of a needle.
I forgot all
in between
about
my toes. Remember that?
Yeah, now
jeez.
What kind of needle?
A sewing needle, big.
A sewing needle.
You know.
Oh, fun.
It's brutal. So we did the week up there, and then we came back, and Tim Turner from the Hungry Eye Agency in Minneapolis, which was a subsidiary of Frank Weiner up in Winnipeg, he kept us informed of as to what was going on. The record came out. It was getting airplay, and we thought, oh, boy, here we go, you know. Finally, you know, we're getting, because the Sire thing had kind of died, and, you know, we couldn't get any info out of anything going on it. And then that came out and went pretty good.
So that came out in the U.S. then?
Originally, it came out in Canada. It was released in Canada. Right. Did it come down to the States?
Well, there was a guy in upper northern Minnesota that had it on his website, but I don't know if they were selling copies of it there or not.
But I mean, the Franklin 45, the only way to fly in Borderline, was it officially released in the United States?
No,
don't know.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Did you ever? Okay, so
I know it was released in Canada.
Yeah.
All right.
And I never saw it on anything except Franklin, which was a Canadian label.
Did you ever hear it on the radio here in Minnesota? Or?
No.
Okay. And the other song, "Hear the Wind Blowing," where was that recorded?
Was that Sound 80? We started a real basic.
I don't remember.
Yeah, it's Sound 80 or Audio Tech or one of those places.
Could have been maybe it was Dan Holmes.
Dan Holmes was at Audio Tech.
Yeah. Okay, it would have been Audio Tech.
It could have been Audio Tech.
Yeah, because we started on it and just never got.
And that is only in acetate?
Yeah.
Evidently, it's Kenny Irwin says he has one in his possession.
And it's an acetate.
It's an acetate.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it never came out.
No.
Never released.
I don't even know if we finished it. Did we finish it?
I don't think we did. I thought it was just like the rhythm tracks and stuff.
Everything was so, you know, if any chance to get in a studio, didn't matter where it was. Didn't matter if it was Dove or Audio Tech or Sound 80 or... You know, if the guy says, I got a studio here, we'd go in it.
Yeah.
You know, we wanted to record at any time, drop of a hat.
Yep, two-track cassette.
Yeah.
And you two are the co-writers of that song.
Yeah. I believe so. Yep. Yeah.
Hear the Wind Blowing. Did you do vocal tracks on it?
I don't remember. I think we only got the rhythm tracks.
I'd have to hear it to remember the song.
Yeah. I remember the song. I just don't think we ever finished it.
Well, we know for sure that you played at the Times Square in downtown Minneapolis in 1971 because that's been because Mike Barich has a photo of your band playing, which was published in Connie's Insider.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. With a date on it. Yeah. So we do know that for sure.
And that was after we came back from Canada.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So you got to know some local bands.
Mm-hmm.
In town, which bands did you hang out with?
I thought it was Nickel Revolution, but it apparently was was Ken Irwin's band.
Kenny's band.
The Litter, we got to know.
The Litter,
well.
Jim Kane, yeah. All those guys.
Mark.
Zippy.
Yeah, yeah. White Lightning.
Yeah.
Yeah, Crow and Kane were not probably not as good of friends as Litter and White Lightning. But
where did you go to see other bands usually?
Labor Temple
quite a bit, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
On their Sunday night shows when they brought in the national acts?
Yeah.
Yeah, you bet.
Whenever they had something there, I'd go because we were living right close to there at the time.
Right, yeah. In New City Opera House.
Yeah.
In Magoo's.
Yeah.
New City and Magoo's. We'd go down there. Yeah. What were some of the other places we used to go?
Boy, it's just all so old.
It is. I'm having trouble remembering.
We did go to Home Bar sometimes,
and
I think Thunder Tree even played there once.
The Home Bar was formerly the Gables.
Yeah.
Turned into the Home Bar.
Yeah.
That was right on Franklin and Lindale, right?
Yep. Franklin and Lindale and the CC Club. I ended up living a couple of blocks from there eventually. So I used to go there quite a bit, see bands and drink too much.
I'm remembering a place out south. The prison. And then there was a little place, the Purple Barn.
Purple Barn in Eden Prairie.
North of
Crosstown 62.
And then I think we saw, didn't we see that big horn band for the Flippers? Weren't they from Kansas?
Kansas.
Yeah. I saw
Did
them
we
at
see the Flippers here? I know we'd run into them on the road all the time.
Yeah.
They were huge.
The Bellray.
Yeah.
The Bellray Ballroom.
Yeah.
I think I saw the Flippers at the Bellray.
Yeah.
So how long does Triad last?
Till what? Late 1971? I know we played Danny's place in 71, and then things started to kind of go downhill after that.
Yeah. We played...
I think the frustration was that...
I can't remember the last gig we played.
Yeah, after recording in Canada and thinking, oh, well, we get another chance.
Yeah.
It didn't really do much either.
Kent wanted to go home.
Yeah.
He wasn't too thrilled with Minneapolis.
Billy wanted to play guitar.
You were tired of playing bass?
I was still playing bass.
You play both, but well. But, you know.
Oh, it took a while. It took a while to learn the guitar.
So you apparently got an offer to join another band, Billy, right?
I did. Kent wanted to go home, and he couldn't take it. He's gone home to his family. He was young. He was younger than Mike and I, and mm-hmm. we kind of drug him out on the road, you know, and made him move to another state.
Yeah, with his wife and kid, too.
Yeah. Nice guy.
Yeah.
And so he wanted to go. And I got an offer from, who did I get an offer from?
Danny's Reasons.
Yeah. because we just played there, didn't we?
Yeah.
Hadn't we just played there?
And it was, yeah, we played at...
At Times Square?
Times Square, yeah. Right. Why can't I remember that?
Yeah.
So you leave Triad and join Danny's Reasons.
I did.
Reasons.
You know, Mike and I thought, well, you know, maybe we could... steal some other band's drummer like we did to Indiana.
Yeah.
But everybody was working.
Yeah.
Everybody was working. All the drummers that we knew were playing in the bands that we hung out with.
So you go off and with Danny's Reasons.
Danny offered me a job.
So did you play bass for them?
I did. Okay. I played bass, right. Yeah. And that was with Rory Lee on drums and Jimmy Lawrence. Was one of the vocalists.
Yeah.
And Danny was a vocalist. And the guitar player, God, I can see his face. What's his name? Mark?
Chuck Edwards?
Chuck Edwards.
That might have been it.
Yeah.
Chuck.
He went through a lot of different members.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Even after, when I joined, he went to some members. And the bass player that I took Dick Evans. I think Dick was the... Wasn't Dick the bass player? Dick was the bass player. And Rory on drums and Jimmy and Carl Bradley.
Yeah.
On keyboards
and vocals.
And that was everything else. Bradley was amazing.
Carl.
So, Mike, what did you do?
Well, I just kind of was pissed at Billy. and then...
I know.
Then I went, you know, and did some... local short gigs where somebody would need to get somebody for the weekend or eventually
you got into
Thunder Tree. It wasn't too long. I just did some piecemeal stuff for a while and then got into Thunder Tree.
Okay.
Because that was when Billy Hawkwist left.
So Thunder Tree, of course, was the progressive rock band that had the album out on Roulette.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also on the Gathering at the Depot album with 16 Tons.
Yep.
And how long were you in Thunder Tree?
Until they dissolved. I think it was close to 2 years.
Okay. And what did you do after that?
Then I just sat around the house and recorded with myself. I don't want to say played with myself.
That's you.
But musically.
I just started picking up other instruments and working with them and doing overdubs just for the fun of it.
And then eventually you got into the theater.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the theater. Right. That was actually before the music by Mike. It was a regional company of Jesus Christ Superstar that was put on by the Friars Den of Theater, which became Danny's Club, that I can't ever remember the name of.
What's that?
Danny's Times Square. I'm sorry about that.
But it was after Times Square.
Was it? I thought it was before Times Square. Oh, wait, no. It would have had to have been after. Yeah, it would have had to have been after because I was in Triad for Times Square. But yeah, it would have been after. When it went back to Friars. Wasn't it Friars Dinner Theater before Times Square and then again after?
Might have been.
Because, yeah,
Danny had it for 2 years.
Yeah, that was probably the best money gig I ever had.
So you were playing in the band for Jesus Christ Superstar?
Right, and we did a lot of the backing vocals, too.
And did you travel, too?
Oh, boy, did we travel. We were on the road a lot. We had a limousine and a truck, not a van, just not a huge truck, but a bigger than a van truck. Traveled a lot.
Yeah.
Mostly upper Midwest, you know.
How long did that last?
At least another year. It seemed longer, but it might have been just a year or so.